Confess your faith in Jesus the Word 40 days and be richly blessed. These words absorbed into your heart will change your life and make you new. This is 40 days of confessing your faith in Jesus the Word, so you can abound in His blessings. We are transformed like a caterpillar is to a beautiful butterfly by the renewing of our mind. We see Jesus and become like Him, whole, healed, free, wise, powerful, and victorious, all through beholding Jesus. Now the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And as we behold Jesus, see Jesus in the Word of God, we are being transformed into His very image. As you chew on the bread of life, you will be letting Christ dwell in you richly. He will make known to you the path of life, fill you with joy, and you will receive pleasures forever. As you abide and remain in Him, and He in you, through confessing and meditating on His Word day and night, not one thing in your life will wither. He will prosper you in everything you do and bear much fruit in your life. Week 1. I am righteous by faith, and speak, confess Jesus, who is the Word. His Word is near me, in my mouth and in my heart. No good thing does He withhold from me as I trust in His Word through my confession of faith. I am blessed and able to walk uprightly. I confess what I believe, and I receive what I believe. I will have whatever I say. I shine like the stars in the sky as I hold firmly to the Word of life through confession and meditation. As a believer in Christ, I confess Jesus, who is the Word, as Lord over everything in my life, and He promises to richly bless me. I am blessed because I keep hold of the words of life through my confession of faith. I received righteousness as a gift. It was imparted to me by Christ. Therefore, I am righteous, not by what I do, but by what Christ did. The work was done on the cross. Jesus tells me the work for me is to believe in Jesus, the Word, and calls me to hold fast and stand firm in my confession of faith without wavering, and promises me He is faithful to perform His Word. The words I speak are steering the course of my life. I acknowledge Him in all my ways, letting His Word be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I overcome the flesh, the world, and the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. I gladly submit myself to God by opening my mouth like Jesus and confessing the Word so that I resist the devil and he flees from me. Week 2. My tongue, the words I speak, are steering my life. My words are unruly, evil, full of deadly poison. I can't tame my tongue. This is why I will speak and confess the words of God that are full of life and health to my whole body. His words are able to keep my whole body in check. I draw near to God every time I confess His Word, and He draws near to me. Nothing is impossible for me when I believe and confess Jesus the Word, because all things are possible with God. I trust in the Lord with all my heart, without wavering, not leaning on my five senses or my own understanding, my thoughts and words. I set my mind on the Spirit through confession and meditation and enjoy life and peace. I acknowledge Him in all areas of my life by confessing His Word over my family, health, finances, ministry, etc., so that He can make my path straight. I taste and see how good and life-changing God's Word really is with every daily confession and meditation. As a believer in Christ, I am called to live and move and have my being on every word that comes from the mouth of God, because His precious promises are His divine power to provide me with everything I need for life. When I confess the word, I believe in Jesus and experience the abundant life He came to give me, and see the glory of God manifest in and through me. Jesus said over and over, "By your faith you have been made well, whole, healed." Jesus assures me when I believe in Him, the works of healing and miracles that He did, I will also do. And whatever I ask in His name, that He will do to be glorified. Week 3. Faith comes to me by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Words have the power of life and death. My confession of faith in Jesus the Word activates His saving, delivering, and healing power. The more I pay attention and listen closely, not letting His Word out of my sight by confessing and meditating, the more I am guarding my heart from doubt and fear, increasing my faith, and becoming whole, body, soul, and spirit. I fight the good fight of faith by my confession of faith. By keeping my words from evil through confessing God's Word, I will love life and see good days. Through faith, my weakness is turned to strength, and I become powerful in battle. Through confessing and meditating on His Word, I am able to walk by faith and hear what the Spirit is saying to me. Also, I'm able to listen to His voice, know Him, and follow Him. I believe, therefore I speak. The angels go forth performing His Word when I confess it. I am thirsty and come to Jesus to drink. I believe in His Word, and out of my heart flow rivers of living water. My words profit nothing, and I can do nothing apart from His Word. Just like Jesus said, "I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things." As I continue to hold to my confession of faith in His Word, I know the truth, and the truth sets me free. Week 4. God's Word will do what it says it will do. It will not return void. His ways and thoughts are not my ways and thoughts. They are higher than the heavens from mine. His Word is living and powerful. His Word is the Spirit of God and produces life in me. I get to experience His power, love, and sound mind through every confession of faith and meditation of His Word. I've been born of God, and I have victory that overcomes the world. It's my confession of faith in God's Word, Jesus. I am strengthened with His power through His Spirit in my inner being. And Christ dwells in my heart, and I keep from speaking with persuasive words of human wisdom, but instead the demonstration of the Spirit's and of power through my confession of faith. I get the power of God at work in me through speaking the Word. My confession of faith is a shield and extinguishes all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Jesus has told me to have the same faith that He had, and assures me that by speaking to mountains of fear, depression, doubt, etc., with faith in His Word and telling them to go, it will be done. I will have whatever I say if I do not doubt but believe those words. I walk by faith and not by sight, by speaking words of faith from God's Word, not speaking about what I see or how I feel. Without faith, it's impossible for me to please God. Therefore, I will please God with my faith by keeping my eyes fixed on Jesus through confessing and meditating on His Word. Week 5. Jesus assures me that if I have faith as little as a mustard seed, I can say to a mountain, "Move," and it will move. Nothing will be impossible to me, And like Peter, when he walked on water, I too can experience the supernatural power of Jesus the Word. I put the Word of God in my heart and in my mouth daily to save, heal, and deliver me from all destruction. I realize that I've been crucified with Christ and no longer live, but now Christ Himself is living in and through me. That's why now I live by faith in Jesus, the Word, through confession and meditation. I believe in my heart without doubting, because wavering faith does not receive anything from God, because a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. God has prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies through His Word. My cup overflows, and He assures me that goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life by dwelling in His house through confessing and meditating on His Word. The Holy Spirit speaks the utterances of the mysteries of Christ with boldness through me when I speak and confess His Word. I do not waver at the promises of God through unbelief, but am strengthened in my confession of faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that God has power to do what He has promised. Faith is when I have complete confidence and assurance in what God says concerning all areas of my life. I acknowledge every good thing which is in me in Christ through my confession of faith, making them effective in my life. Since I have the same faith, the same spirit of faith Jesus had, I believed and therefore I spoke. I also believe and therefore I speak. I am staying alert and strong by standing firm in my confession of faith. I see how precious my faith is to Jesus, and now greatly rejoice and consider my trials all joy, because I see them for what they are, a testing of my faith to bring me to completeness, refining and purifying me as gold. I cling daily to God's Word, keeping my confession of faith strong in every trial, so God can see that my faith is genuine and far more precious than mere gold. It's my faith that will result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.